Harm, if you would, first of all, tell me your name, where you live, and what you do.
I'm Harm Holman, and I'm a farmer in the Netherlands milking 140 cows.
Well, we just had an interesting discussion here about the future of milk marketing, and what is it that you think dairy producers need to know, whether that's in Europe or even, say, here in the United States, when it comes to the future of marketing their product?
Yes, what is very important is you are an entrepreneur, and you have to make profit, and to be successful is to have a good cost price and be competitive with your competitors, the other farmers.
Well, we heard kind of at the closing of the session that when you look to the future out 25 years, everybody seemed to say bigger farms, fewer farmers. Is that what you see?
Yes. Politics are choosing for a liberal system, and a liberal system will mean larger scale. It's no doubt about that. And like I said, there will be family farms all over the world and big farms with real entrepreneurs and big investors.
Well, right now in your country and in the area that your organization deals with, what is it that is working the best? I mean, what works well for you right now?
What I see and what our practice is with in the European Dairy Farmers, an economical study club, is that those who have the most simple system are doing the best. Keep it KISS. Keep it stupid simple.
Well, we've heard a lot here about the word efficiency and becoming more efficient and lowering your costs. I assume that's just as important in your area as it is for us here in the United States?
That's everywhere, and that was also a conclusion this afternoon, that you can be a dairy farmer all over the world. If you are, you have the good scale, you are a good farmer, technical good figures, then you can be successful everywhere.
So would you feel optimistic about the future then?
I feel optimistic for the best farmers. That liberal system will mean a shakeout of farmers, so not everyone will survive. And especially now in the situation of the crisis, the low milk price, a lot of farmers will not survive. And in 5 or 10 years' time, a lot of farmers will have been stopped.
Well, I should have asked early, but in your area in the Netherlands, what's kind of an average size for a dairy farm?
Average is about 70 cows now. And, for example, a study of the Rabobank says in 5 years' time it will be 100 cows. And maybe in 10 years' time it's 150. We have a situation of family farms. Farmer, his wife, and one man employed maybe, but that's it. And that's how most farmers organize it in Europe.
Okay. Any other thoughts you might want to share, especially with people from other countries, about dairy farming in the Netherlands? Anything else we didn't touch on?
Yeah, I'm impressed of being in the U.S. and see the farms, see the large-scale farms. Mm-hmm. But I ask many farmers here, why are you milking 2,000 cows and why are you milking 3,000 cows? And they don't have an answer. Why not 1,000 more? And so I don't know why they are milking that much cows. And are they really happy? Are they really profitable? Mm-hmm. Are you more happy when you're milking 1,000 cows more? I don't know.
That's a very good question. I'll try to ask some of them myself.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. That's Harm Holman, and we're here at the Global Dairy 500 Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.